The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll go with a D, and that's only because the first half was so well executed. It was a thing of beauty there. But look, when you're a quarterback and you got a 23-7 lead, you got the ball coming out at halftime. Really, every time you touch the ball in the second half, any points makes it exponentially more difficult for the opponent to come back, and you get shut out. That's a big time problem. You look at the interception coming out on the first play of the second half. It's a hard corner. We're throwing a speed cut out route. You know, that's just on the quarterback 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, he wasn't hiding. He was sitting right there.
Yeah, and you got to know, you've got to be aware, you know, at this point you've eaten them up with quick game in the second half. Now, that there's a strong message from Gerard Johnson or Bobby Slowick, one of the two, that, hey, man, look, when we come out in the second half, their adjustment's probably going to be they're going to give us less cushion. They're going to squeeze down. They're going to tighten up this coverage pre-snap. They're going to force you to throw the ball over the top. So, you know, it's still quick throws, but we're going to work some of that high-low, the corners outside that are now going to be a little bit tighter. So be aware that these corners – And backers and safeties and everybody, they're probably going to jump some of the routes. So
you'd be
aware
shocked
coming
that
out.
Conversation was not had at the half.
Boy, if it wasn't had, it's criminal. I got to believe that was had, yes. You know, so the coming out interception is bad. That's double negative. That's not just an interception at midfield. That's double negative. That's trying to give away a lead. That's how you give away a lead. That's how you have a huge momentum swing, is in that part of the field you turn it over, right? And then you fast forward to the Tank Dell wide open in the end zone. You've got points. You've got 3 points. And you throw an interception when, the receiver was open wide, like butt naked, wide open for 3+ seconds for a touchdown. That's on nobody but C.J. Stroud. And, you know, so those two major mistakes, along with the expectations of, you know, we're not grading C.J. Stroud on a Davis Mills scale here. You're judging, you know, I'm judging CJ, grading CJ Stroud on a top five quarterback in the NFL scale. And I think it was a rough day. So I'll go with a D, Ron.
Go with a D. Some others coming in. Stroud was solid B- to B+ in the first half. He was ass in the second half. Clint, I'm in the D range, and not just D for the grade, but that was very, very disappointing from him yesterday.
Yeah.
That performance was very disappointing. Now, listen, I'm not going to say that it was Will Levis-like, that he sucked all the way through. The first half, I thought he played pretty well, right? I think, you know, the big touchdown at the end of the half that he gets and he fits into Mechie, I thought obviously was a great throw. There were a couple of early ones on third downs and longs where it's like, all right, hey, picked it up, made a big play, and made a good decision, didn't try to be a hero and let people run to get third downs. I think he put them in and helped put them in a great position along with the defense to win this game and be up 23-7 at the half. And Clint, this may be harsh to some, but I mean, it is hard for me not to point at a bigger reason of why they lost the game than C.J. Stroud. Expectations or not, if they don't turn the ball over, if he does not turn the ball over, they don't win the game, especially, or they don't lose the game, especially the second. The second one, as you just talked about, just running wide open for long stretches, right? And, yeah. and there wasn't real pressure, right, to get him. There was a defensive end running towards him, but he could set his feet. He could do all this and everything. He waited so long that made the defensive lineman have a better shot to distract him on the throw. That makes it 30-13. Not only did they not make it 30-13, not only did they not have a chance to make it 26-13 by kicking a field goal because they were in field goal range. It was a pick and just absolutely changed the game. Yes, there were other factors of why this team lost. But coming out, Clint, I know I said it up there, the only way the Texans really going to lose this game is they start making mistakes to help them. If they start making mistakes to help them, if this was not like any of these tip ones that maybe Jared Goff said he got away with, or a Hail Mary one that's an interception, these were just completely avoidable. As I heard Sean saying last night, sloppy turnovers. And I think the part when I say is disappointing as well, and Clint, I think there were opportunities. Clint, the whole time, Clint Tyler, I'm sitting there thinking, all right, here we go. It's 23-20. They're down through. All right, it's 23-23. Like, you need your big guy, your dude, to make a play. You need your dude to pick everybody up. You need your dude to fix this. You need your dude to come up with a big play. Got the ball, man. We're right here. We've crossed midfield. Make a play. And he just could not do it, Clint. Not at any moment. And we have talked about the company that we think that he may be in this year. Jared Goff? No, not even in the same company. You've talked about he's better than Josh Allen. You talked about he's better than Lamar. You talked about he may be up there with Mahomes. We've heard that conversation. Talk about all the players. He could not make a play, Clint. And he had the ball multiple times where you say, all we need is, can you tackle on a field goal? And then they're driving, and he could not make a play. Not all of it was on him. There was some protection issues, yes. But there were also some opportunities, too. Like, I mean, that part was disappointing and really surprising. That there's probably about three or four possessions when the Lions are coming, and just turn it. Hell, on one of them, Bobby said, man, I don't know if I feel comfortable. I gotta put it in Joel's hands,
yeah,
for five straight carries because you just thrown two picks. That part was, and again, not saying that he's done or that he stinks or anything like that. Still believe in C.J. Stroud. But that part was really tough to watch, to see that he just could not make the play or plays to get him there that we've seen him be able to do.
Well, we've seen the greats do it time and time and time again with their starters, without their starters, with great play callers, without great play callers, with you know, whatever. The fact of the matter is the offense was great in the first half. They struggled in the second half. You still got to the fourth quarter with a one-score lead. It was a one-score ball game. You got to the fourth quarter, literally late in the fourth quarter, with the opportunity to give your team a lead and make it put some serious pressure.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.